What do a pound of bacon, a gallon of milk, and a carton of eggs have to do with everybody gathered here this morning? Well, a variety of things, I suppose. But the one thing I plan to focus on this morning is a small set of numbers that tend to accompany each. That which is known as an expiration date. The big difference, of course, is that the expiration dates on groceries are all visible, albeit with very small font sizes being used, whereas the expiration dates on us are not. But we still have them, with the exception of those who will still be alive when the Lord returns in glory. We have a date which has been placed on us, which has to do with our own expiration. The writer to the Hebrews put it this way: as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. Whether considering human life, plant life, animal life, or food derived from plants and animals, one of the features shared by all is the inevitability of decay. Decay to the point of death, decay to the point of expiration. And that's because everything just mentioned is part of the creation which was subject to decay by virtue of the introduction of sin. The Lord's amazing creation was to go on forever. The universe began with no expiration date, for in the beginning there was no sin, and since there was no sin, there was no decay, deterioration, or death. But the devil managed to infiltrate. He successfully led man to rebel against the Creator, even though the warning had been sounded that if they would rebel, there would be death. The moment Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden tree, the entire human race was stamped, labeled, marked as that which would expire, as that which would die. It is appointed for men to die once. By the way, one might argue that this particular text from Hebrews only states that all people will have to die at some point without actually saying that a specific date has been predetermined by God. But a passage from the Psalms does lead in the direction of thought that the Lord has predetermined the death date and moment for every single one of us. In Psalm 31, the psalmist speaks to the Lord and says, "My times are in your hands." And Luther, for one, spoke of our expiration dates in this way: we do not die, be our situation ever so dangerous and desperate, until our hour has come. You cannot live longer or die sooner than God has decreed. Astrologers attribute the hour of death to the stars, others to luck. But Holy Scripture attributes it to God, who has fixed our span of life and the moment of our death. God was obligated to appoint us to die because he had to carry out the death sentence that he had attached to rebellion. That isn't to say, however, that he wanted to see us die. He didn't, nor was he content to abandon the situation dead in its tracks. Instead, God took up the stamp of expiration and made one additional use, one very unusual use, and yet a necessary use if we were to be delivered from eternal condemnation. God also stamped his own son, so to speak, with such a date. After having sent his only begotten to take on human flesh, he transferred our sins to Jesus and then caused him to expire in our place. And what was the expiration date stamped on Jesus? That very dark Friday about 2,000 years ago, which turned out to be the very best Friday of all because it was the day on which our debt of sin was paid in full. One of our hymns speaks about our Lord's expiring groan, which led to the sepulchral stone. He who had come to live under the law and to fulfill the law died under the curse of the law on our behalf. He was put to death for the entire world. As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. The Lamb of God reached the dead end that we deserved. A dead end, however, which turned out to mean the beginning of the restoration of our lives. As a result, our own expiration dates have been radically altered. We still have them. If the Lord doesn't come beforehand, we will all die. We will still experience that effect of sin. But the death of a Christian is no longer a permanent state. For the purposes of illustration, perhaps one could think in terms of a chemical reaction. Prior to Jesus' death on Good Friday, absolutely nothing could alter or change the permanency of the ink of our expiration date. Not even all the blood of beasts on Jewish altar slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But the moment Christ's blood dripped from his sacred veins, the ink of our death sentence was transformed into a temporary, washable type, no more serious than the non-toxic washable markers we give children to play with. It washes right off. God has made child's play of death for all who believe in his Son. Though we expire, our expiration dates will be relegated to non-existence. When the trumpet blast of God heralds the coming of Christ, those who sleep in him will be raised to glory. Old Testament believers understood this, that their expiration dates were only a temporary thing. The psalmist declared, "The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death." And New Testament believers also understood that our expiration dates can no longer stick. When Lazarus died, Jesus assured his sister Martha that your brother will rise again. In response, she declared faithfully, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." To which Jesus replied, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." What do we have in common with Christ, the Lamb of God? The fact that death is no longer permanent for us. Even though we still bear the marks of our sinful human nature, one of which is, so to speak, that invisible expiration date, the ink that once sentenced us is now non-toxic, temporary, washable, and will soon be removed for good, all because of Good Friday. Thank God that when Christ comes again in glory, the expiration date which once condemned us all will itself expire. The fact that death is now merely transitory is highlighted in the hymn for this morning, hymn 207, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. 207, 1, 2, and 4.
Like the golden sun ascending, breaking through the gloom of night, on the earth his glory spending, so that darkness takes to flight. Thus my Jesus from the grave, and death's dismal, dreadful cave, rose triumphant Easter. Thou hast died for my transgression, all my sins on thee were laid. Thou hast won for me salvation, on the cross my debt was paid. Death itself is transient.